Some of the problems that we're facing today are essentially man-made or products of our own creation. And in that sense, there seems to be something lacking in our way of thought or perception. As a result, without any specific intention, but due to lack of farsightedness and some carelessness, we allow certain issues to escalate into problems, creating dire consequences. Therefore, a particular kind of spirituality without a particular religious faith is both important and relevant. It is wrong to think that concepts of love, compassion, and forgiveness are purely religious subjects. It is a narrow understanding that makes us think that these moral issues cannot be practiced without religious faith. Of course, these issues are covered in all the world's major religions. However, if we think deeply, religious faith and the concepts of love, compassion, kindness, and forgiveness are essentially different. According to Buddhism, when a child is born, he or she has no ideology or religious faith. In a way, we can say that at that time, the child is free from any ideology or religious faith. But during that time, the child's appreciation of and need for human affection is very strong. Without parental affection, the child cannot survive. However, the child can survive without religious faith. In the case of animals, there is obviously no religion, faith, or constitution. But they also know how to care for their young. They care and they also have a sense of altruism. Animals have the capacity to develop limited altruism, but unlike human beings, cannot develop infinite altruism. For example, an animal will lick the wounds of another wounded animal and try to help it. Animals have limited intelligence and also a limited memory, which in comparison to human memory is quite poor. Still, they do have memory. Different animals have different levels of intelligence, and some have the intelligence to judge and handle a situation skillfully. Although birds and animals have a certain type of intelligence, human beings have far more intelligence and a greater potential to develop infinite altruism and a powerful memory. Thus, human intelligence and the potential to develop altruism are unique to human beings. Life is a continuous and ever-changing process. Time passes by and nothing ever remains the same. So, we should have a clear awareness of how to utilize time properly and constructively. In order to make life meaningful and purposeful, our wonderful intelligence and unique potential should be tapped to the fullest. It is all right to be a non-believer and remain one, yet one should be a warm-hearted person and not use one's intelligence destructively. Our intelligence is definitely not meant for destruction. If we create pain for others, ultimately we will suffer. That's only logical. If we give others pleasure, eventually we will get satisfaction. We may get material reward, but it doesn't matter. Mentally, we will be immensely satisfied. Therefore, in order to live a meaningful and happy life, the unique human features of intelligence, the potential of altruism, or a sense of caring should be utilized constructively. Love, compassion, and a sense of forgiveness are, I believe, part of human nature. Faith develops later. With faith, one can have a happy life. But without a sense of caring, commitment, or responsibility, we cannot be happy or successful.